What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is, Thursday, March 30th, and we're going to be talking about the latest episode of Sleepy Hollow. It aired Friday night, March 24th, so we're a couple days behind, but it's okay, because that's how we roll around here. Because this coming up Friday is the season finale, so I like to...
So we'll recap that next year.
Whatever, you probably will. As you can see, Amy McCracken from thevro.com is here. What's up, Amy? What's up?
Hey, Mike. So,
Hold on. Before we do that, I have to shout out to the sleepy addicts out there.
I was going to shout out to them.
Oh, first. I thought you were going to jump right into it because you've been itching.
No. I love that they want to know what we think.
They just want to know if we're stupid or not. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. But I'm really surprised they didn't come after us last week.
I think they did, like, in the Twitter sphere, but I don't think you see it. I think, because you don't live on it like I do.
No,
like,
I
sometimes
don't.
Sometimes they call you names.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well.
Like, dummy. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Ass munch.
No.
Yeah, but I think they delete it really fast, so you probably can't find it right now.
Wow.
That's how they roll. But anyways, Maybe this is my feelings towards you. I don't know what it is. Either way, shout out to the Sleepy Addicts. If you haven't checked out their website, sleepyhollowaddicts.com. Sleepy Hollow's number one fan destination. Make sure you check it out because they got, I'm looking. They on Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and Instagram and Google. And
they're
Pinterest.
On point. Let's just say they're on point.
They're hardcore fans.
And they're hardcore fans. We're fans too, but if you really want.
We're a different kind of
you,
fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're hardcore.
And they still love us. That's what I love. Well, they
you know
love
what?
You. They obviously don't love me if they're calling me ass munch.
Yeah, they called you an ass munch like five times. But I think what it is I think Sleepy Addicts understands and appreciates like I do. And I think – I can't speak for you, but I think maybe it's good to have different opinions.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Everyone sees different things in shows, you know, and so, you know.
And one day I'm sure that we are going to agree that it was a kick-ass episode.
Hold on. Are we jumping into the episode now tomorrow?
No.
Oh, I thought you were... Uh-oh. Okay, I'm a little... Okay, so let's get into it. The episode was called Tomorrow, okay?
Yes, it was.
I've got my notes here. Now, I did watch the episode this afternoon, and I tweeted to you and Sleepy Addicts, and Sleepy Addicts was like, what was it? And I was like, y'all want to know now or in the podcast? And they were like, I just want to know in the podcast. And then I put a little face by it like, And then you responded back in Twitter and said, that's the same face that I had. So I've got to ask you, overall, and we'll get into the scenes and the parts, how did you feel, honestly? Don't lie, because I know how you always say one thing, and then we get off the show, and they're like, oh, that game is so stupid.
I enjoyed the episode, but...
Oh, there's a but!
Like, you knew it was going to happen.
Okay, hold on. Before you go anywhere, last recap show, you said that this episode would determine if you were going to stay.
I did.
Are you staying? Well, you know what? Don't even answer that.
I won't answer that one yet.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that last. So, okay, so you said the but you knew.
But there was just some, like, you just seen it coming. Like, the writers of this show don't surprise me anymore.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
And it makes me sad because let's go back to season one.
Okay.
Real quick. We're going to jump to season one and season two real quick.
Okay.
Yes, season two, some of the storyline, I was like, oh, I don't really like this. But they surprised me. They kept surprising me. Now it's just, I feel like they're taking from different shows and it's really predictable on how they're going to do this.
Okay. This is interesting. Wow.
But I did like the episode.
You did like it. You're just
I
not.
Did. There's just some stuff. It's very predictable.
So let me get this straight here. So you liked the episode. You didn't hate it, but you liked it. But you didn't like the fact that you could predict it. The writers are kind of losing their fizzle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it might be because I watch way too much television and movies.
Uh huh.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, drum roll. And I'm sure Sleepy Addicts are like, okay, that's Amy. That's a given. She never likes anything. Okay. As for me, for Mike, for this episode, I freaking loved it. I thought this was the best episode of the season so far.
I will agree with you there. It was the best episode of the season.
I think it was, it had, for me at least, it had all the magic in there. The beginning, we'll get into it, but the first 6, 8, 10 minutes of that whole prequel of how Molly got there, I thought was freaking awesome. Because I was just like glued to my television. And then to see when Molly talks to Dreyfus and swoop, she time travels like in The Flash, she vibes over to the past or our present, whatever you want to call it. I was like, that was really cool. And then the writers, and then Henry, I thought, and then the end, and you know, the main thing is for people that haven't seen it, you better tune off now. Like, get away, because we're talking spoilers, of course. I appreciate the fact that this didn't drag on of keeping Crane in the Horsemen of War. I'm glad they got him out, and let's move on. And I thought that was, and to have Henry Parrish
and
come.
And see, that's what I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was just like, oh, thank God we didn't, you know, like, oh my God, 5 episodes and we're trying and trying. And no, it was like, we got, and then Henry, and we'll get into that. But I was like, I really like, and I put that face because I want to throw everybody off. but no, I really, really enjoyed this episode.
Well, I really wanted to see, I guess what, I guess, no, I take that back, because I guess we did see, you know, Crane as the Horseman.
Uh-huh.
And going after the zombies.
Dude, that was... Did you like that
so,
part?
Yeah, I did like that. So I guess with me saying I wanted to see him as the Horseman, and I forgot about that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I did see it. So I did like it, I guess.
I mean, real quick, I mean, just so we don't bore people, I mean, the beginning I thought was great. I mean, how did you feel about the whole prequel thing?
I liked it.
Right?
I
it was
really
cool.
Liked it. I kind of wish we would have had a little bit more.
No, I thought for me that was just the right, because at first when it was starting, I was like, what the hell is going on? And then seeing old Jenny, I was like, oh, my baby's old. And then the horsemen's, you know, the riders come and they start fighting. I was like, oh, damn. And then to see Agent Thomas inside there, I was like, well, okay, whoa, whoa, what the hell's going on here? And then, so it was cool. I really enjoyed that part.
But we only seen Jenny. Like, where's Alex and
Who cares? I don't care about them. And then that's probably another reason why I liked it also. It was like, oh yeah, those little people are gone. I thought the black ooze, and then seeing Henry Parrish pop up, because I knew because of the commercial and we had already talked about it, he was going to be coming back in this episode or the remainder of the season or whatever you want to call it. But to see, I was wondering how they were going to do it. I thought that was cool. I believed, because there's times in the show where you're like, what? Okay, there's a raindrop and it fell on a ruby and then he was born. What? This was cool about the soul and the blood and in the rider and the ooze. I believed it. I was like, that shit can really happen. Like, that was cool. And to see Henry Parrish, I'm not going to lie. When Henry Parrish was in his little, how do you call it? The little cell thing that they do, the supernatural cell.
Yeah,
Were you believing? Did you ever once think, okay, Henry's a new man?
No, never.
Okay, see, I thought he was. I was like, oh man, we don't have.
And that's what I love about Henry. I mean, we even loved Henry when he was bad.
Yes.
And
yeah.
If he was turning into a good man, then no.
No, but see, I would have gone that route, because I'd have been like, we need a super witch because we've got Demon and Dreyfus. We still don't know what the hell really Dreyfus is.
I did think they were going to bring Katrina in.
That, you know, when they brought up Katrina, I was like, oh my God, they're going to bring my baby back.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, Mike's going to be happy.
I loved Katrina. She's so awesome. She kicked ass and she was hot and she had an accent. Wait,
I agree with you. They do need a super witch, because how are they going to defeat Dreyfus?
Well, you know, and that's why I was happy. I was like, okay, Henry's change. And then at the end, I was like, what? These bastard writers got me. Because he was just like, yeah, these mortals are idiots. And I was like,
Seeing that next week is the season finale.
Yeah.
Are they?
I don't care. Why are you even trying? That's your problem.
Are they going to end it with them getting Dreyfus? Or are we going to?
I don't know. You have to wait to the season finale. See, that's your problem. That's everybody that's listening. That's Amy's problem. She looks at spoilers. She
I don't look at spoilers.
Amy will get off the phone with us and then
I don't
be like,
look at spoilers with this show.
She'll get off the phone with me and then she'll be like, okay, after discussing
I'm
this,
just saying,
I'm thinking
I
that possibly
know,
the next
I
season.
I want to know. If they are going to take care, and I guess I don't want anybody to tell me, but this is what I want to know. I want to know if they're going to finish the whole Dreyfus, because normally
no, Dreyfus is dope.
I know, but normally, you know, we've got, okay, we had the Horseman. They took care of him season one. And then, yeah, he's come back. So, and but then we had Pandora's Box. They took care of her.
No, don't even mention that crap.
Yeah, that's still a sore subject for you.
Yeah.
So are they going to, like, because they're not really leading up on how in the heck they're going to kill Dreyfus.
Exactly, because it's going to keep going. Hello?
It better. If they don't get picked up.
Oh, that's the rumor.
I'm
rumor
done.
It hasn't got renewed, right? It hasn't got renewed.
I'm done with Fox.
Wow.
Actually, I'm not done with Fox because they still have my Gotham.
And Prison Break's coming back, too.
I never watched that.
Neither have I, but I hear it's supposed to be badass. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, it starts next week, and can I binge watch five seasons before the I don't know if I can do it.
I think you could.
But no, I think I'm not. I think this is good. I think you know, freaking Henry Parris showing up at Dreyfus. I thought Dreyfus was hilarious during that whole part.
I know, I did like Dreyfus in this episode.
Yeah, you haven't been a fan since day one of Dreyfus.
No, and then when they brought Peter Pan in. I'm so happy they have it, like,
oh, Peter Pan.
Many more episodes.
Oh, the little YouTube Instagrammer kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was when you said Peter Pan, but I guess that's from Once Upon a Time, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's Peter Pan Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, I can't do that. But, no, the ending was dope. I thought, you know, I was surprised that was happening. And then Molly and Agent Thomas saving Crane. I thought that whole Rubik's Cube thing and him coming out and saving it. At first, I thought I lost older Molly. When she died there, I was like, oh shit, she's dead. But then she's alive, which is cool.
And but how is she going to stay there? She can't stay there. That messes up the whole time stuff.
She's got to stay there. She's already screwed
Don't
the time
thing.
Don't
they watch Flash? That messes up everything.
She already knows. She's already admitted that everything is going to be changed. So they're going to have to lie to young Molly that's old Molly. So, but everything is changing now. She's got to stay there and help, which is cool. Because she's a badass. She's a badass fighter.
I do like this actress.
So this is good. I like this. And then freaking Crane kills the zombie soldiers and then comes out of the thing. Dude, I thought this episode was on point. This brought back old giggly feelings of the old Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
And did you notice?
Made you giggly.
And did you know this? The giggly feelings came back because it was back in Sleepy Hollow. See how that
you
all
what?
See how that works for me? Now
That's
it's all coming
true.
To you. Yeah, I mean, I get the whole buildings, and I know you like all that history. Then that's cool and all, but Sleepy Hollow, that's the roots.
Well, Sleepy Hollow has a lot of history.
That's the roots. So, yeah. But no, you know what? And I wish I would have found the tweets that were going back and forth, because me and Sleepy Addicts were talking to this young one young lady who was not a happy camper of how the season's been going. And I wish I would have saved these, because she had some really good points, because she was saying that a lot of her friends – have tuned out of Sleepy Hollow. That they definitely don't like the direction it's gone. So I'm wondering, is that across with everybody? Or?
Well, for me, actually, I enjoyed this episode.
Oh, whatever. Now, see,
everybody said that, or I said that at the beginning, but I had my butts. But people, I'm not giving up.
Of course you're not, because I changed your mind. Because before I even spoke, you were like, "I'm done. I'm
no,
done.
No, I know. If
done.
You would
predictable.
Me, if that was the first question you
I could
me.
Write better than this. This is stupid. That's what you would have said as soon as we got off the
no,
phone.
No, no, no.
So I,
come
you know,
on, Mike, stop. I'm trying to make them stop calling me names.
So I'm thinking, I'm hoping that this episode going into the season finale is going to be, you know,
if. It's oh my god! If
now I'm gonna be upset if it's
they
not.
They
yeah.
leave us on a cliffhanger and we don't get anything else. I'm gonna be so upset.
Yeah, well, that would suck if they don't renew and then they leave us and then we'll never know. But you know what? I'd be happy. I'd be happy with, you know, at least I got this episode. Everybody, I mean, next week looks really, really good. Like all the it's gonna be nuts. So I'm excited for the season finale. So I enjoyed the episode better than you.
That is true, because I'm going to give it a 9.
You only give it a 9? See, but
yeah.
You can't talk crap about how is your rating skills like that? This makes no sense. See, like, mine is a 10. You can't.
It's because you start talking, and then I'm like, yeah, I kind of actually did enjoy that.
Yeah,
because
you just can't. But you can't come in there going, you know.
You make me
good.
Excited for it, Mike.
Well, you weren't excited when you were watching it.
No, I wasn't.
Exactly. Exactly. You're like, really? I already knew that was going to happen. Really?
I like the first half, and I like some of the last half.
But you give it a 9. That makes no
sense.
But
I give it a 9.
Oh, God. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
All right, people. So there you have it. Once again, I enjoyed it. Amy did not.
I'm going to go look at these tweets. Yeah. You've made me sad.
Yeah, go look at the tweets and then look at my tweets and go down some and you'll see where the young lady and I and Sleepy Addict, I wish I would have had her tweets because she had some really good valid points. And, you know,
well, we concerns. Can bring them up next time.
Yeah, I guess I can find them. But, yeah, people, so if you want to check out some more of our stuff, all you got to do is go to iTunes and search the Sleepy Hollow Recap Show. Oh, no, sorry, Talking Sleepy Hollow. I have to, yeah, just listen to what I'm talking about. Talking Sleepy Hollow. That is what you go and search for at iTunes. You can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, and on the top you'll see where it says podcasts. You can find us there as well. If you don't want to do any of that, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Everything is there as well, so there's different spots. Mm-hmm. Mike the Movie Guy at Twitter and Instagram. And then you got my Snapchat is on my blog, iwatchmike on Facebook. And big shout outs to Sleepy Addicts. Make sure you check out their website, like I said, sleepyhollowaddicts.com, and also Sleepy Addicts on Twitter, and plus all their stuff's there as well. And Miss Amy McCracken.
If you don't want to check out all that, I watch Mike.
Yeah.
Head over to VarietyRadioOnline.com.
Yes.
And we're on Twitter, the VRO. We're on Instagram, Variety Radio Online. Google Variety Radio Online, and you will find all of our stuff.
There you go. All right, people, that is it for us. We'll be back, I guess, soon, really soon. Maybe we'll do it on the weekend since the season finale is tomorrow night. Maybe Amy will have some time for me on a Saturday or Sunday.
I will make the time.
We will have to see. People have a good week or remaining week, weekend. Don't forget season finale on Fox Friday. Sleepy Hollow. I'll talk to you later, sleepyheads. Bye, Amy.